My three friends all work in childcare and say the same thing. It's so toxic. What's toxic? Kids? Or who?
No.
What is it like? If he goes away again for football?
Yeah.
Will you go?
Yeah.
Or what? Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say Ireland.
No, girl.
I do. That's what I say. Ireland.
You're saying it in a conversation
I
like Ireland.
Ireland. Yeah.
No.
Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome.
Hello.
Home I Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also bonus episodes Mondays at 12. If you're not sick of us by then. And main video episodes on Thursdays at 12 on YouTube. I feel like we've not been here in ages.
It's been like 3 weeks or something,
yeah.
Hasn't it? Two or three weeks.
We had our live shows.
We did. And he came. I hope he's really enjoyed.
Oh my God, we had the best fun.
A ball.
I love Vicar Street and I love Limerick and I love live shows.
I just love it.
It just feels like such a fun, like an event day.
They fly by though, don't they?
It's really sad.
When you have the little like intermission in the middle, I feel like when we're like standing up in the green room, wherever we're like, aww.
I'm like, I feel like it's already over.
Yeah.
Second half's always a little bit shorter.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's really sad.
But they were so much fun.
So much fun. Like the guests, the crowds, people like, it was kind of like half and half, people who come before and new people. Mm. But I hope he's come again.
Yes.
Every live show was very different as well.
Oh yeah.
You'd never come, it's not like going to a concert twice.
No, and it's the same routine again. Like, yeah, no, everything is switched up and different. Yeah. And we also, for the first time, had like, a little meet and greet experience again, which was so fun. We
so got to
meet a couple of yous and we were just chilling in our tracksuits and halfway getting ready and it was lovely to actually chat to yous. And like
some boyfriend birds.
Yeah, there was a few boyfriend birds there too.
So cute.
Someone actually gave me bracelets one of the nights.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like little beaded bracelets.
Aww.
I know. They're really cute. One says like
so
love and the other one says like something else on it.
She make them?
I don't know. I think so.
Aww.
Have them at home if you gave them to me. Thank you so much.
Aww.
Very
so
cute.
Sweet. Mm. Yeah, it was so nice to meet everyone and to chat. And because we see people at live shows, but you don't get to chat properly because it's all
You can't. Chaos. Yeah, it's carnage.
We're just on stage and we're dancing, singing, guesting.
Mm.
Just so much going on. But ball.
I hope you all enjoyed.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was away straight afterwards. I was so tired going away. I took on way too much work last month.
Yeah, you really did.
I don't know what happened.
I gave out to you.
I gave out to myself. It's not even that I took on. I think
they all just fell into one day for you.
Yeah. And I kind of, some stuff I could have probably done before I did it. But obviously I'd leave things to the last minute sometimes. But some of them I actually had to do that day. So I ended up filming for 12 hours the day before I went away.
You're mad in the head. I genuinely would have said no.
Oh my God.
Bye, sorry.
But I said yes to everything.
No,
and like
you need to be a no girl from now on.
I know, but sometimes when I think of something, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But then I'm like, wait,
when you actually sit down to do it,
yeah. Yeah, or like even things might have suited, but then they get pushed a bit, or like they just don't fit in anymore. So it was kind of a mix of
everything.
But I think I just need to take on a little bit less work next month. But I get really excited about jobs, and if it's something I really want to do, I hate saying no. But
then you're knackered by the end of it. Like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
No.
In hindsight, I'm like, that was actually not that bad.
No.
At the time, I'm like,
yeah, you're dead inside, especially like that the day before you're flying and all.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, that was not good.
I actually wouldn't have been that much only for the live shows because you can't, it's two whole days where we can't do anything.
Oh, no, yeah, you can't do a single
thing. You're you're cut off for the whole day,
yeah,
really.
100%.
Actually, ended up doing a job in the hotel that time.
You did?
As well on one of the live show days.
Yep.
Yeah. Very tired now.
Very tired, girl.
December be a little bit less. I'm just going to not do as much.
Yeah, so no.
How do you feel about Christmas? Something about Christmas themed content. I can't do too much of it.
Yeah, it looks a bit meh.
I just don't want to be Santa. Like, I like Christmas content to a certain extent, but I don't want my feed to ever look
oversaturated.
Like, yeah, I want to be a little bit of Santa. I want to be a little elf, but I don't want to be Santa.
Yeah. Doing too much of it. Like,
yeah.
No, I get that.
Because I never want to feel like I'm shoving things in everyone's face all the time. But also then the other side of it is like that's sometimes how people know about things is through influencers and how they get inspo for gifts or like for their girlfriends, but like,
or if it's like special deals or something, if it's something that you genuinely wanted to pick up,
which is good,
find it for that.
I got a great deal. I just like myself in Sephora in America,
the perfume set. I didn't watch it. What I saw it on your thing, but I couldn't hear. I don't know where I was listening.
I wanted the perfume from Killian. It's called I Don't Need a Prince, I'm a Princess or something. It smells so nice, but it was $150 to buy by itself. But I got this whole sample kit of all 20 different perfumes and a bag. And the sample kit was $95. And when you, in the sample kit, it's a coupon for your favorite perfume. That's in the sample kit for a full size.
Oh.
So I got it for free.
You got the perfume for free?
Yeah. But I had to pay $95 for the whole set.
So you basically got 21 perfumes for $95.
Well, 20 little mini samples, a makeup bag, and the perfume for $95.
And the full perfume.
Instead of $150 for the thing.
That's a bargain. I know. That actually is a bargain.
But I wanted the perfume anyway. I was going to buy it in Paris. I never did. And I see it then in Sephora in America. I was like, yeah. And then, yeah, I loved that.
That is a bargain. I have a perfume coming for me from France.
Where? From what?
Billy Kiss. If you know anything about Billy Kiss. The girl smells like heaven.
Did you get off her in Mac?
Yeah. I was away with her last weekend. She came down. I don't even know.
She just said layers.
Oh, and she knows like what creams to put on first. And like she needs to start a series of just how she smells.
She should.
She smelled like a freshly baked vanilla. I can't even describe how she smelled. But every time she walked past me, I was just like, and I was sitting with her. I just said, send me the link of whatever you have on.
Did you get the cream as well?
No, it was two perfumes. I only ordered one of them because she said the other one, she was like, you don't really need that. I'm just extra and I layer it. I was like, okay. So I ordered one that I think is going to come this
week.
Is
it vanilla smells?
I think so, yeah. So I'll let you know.
It's a French brand.
Yeah. She sent me a link of it. I'll send it to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love anything vanilla.
Yeah.
I'd love to smell like a freshly baked croissant.
I just want to smell delicious. I think that's one of the best compliments someone can ever give you. Like, I'd rather someone say,
yeah,
you smell good than, oh, your hair is nice. Or, yes, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
One of my kisses.
Yeah.
Got complimented on two perfumes.
Your pink Prada one, is it?
Pink, yeah. Dana always compliments me on that one.
I love that one.
That, the Louis Vuitton one.
Yeah.
And then the Jean Paul Gaultier one, Divine. Oh my God, I love it so much.
Yeah.
So if we can smell it off me in the lift when I'm out. When I'm in the apartment block. And I don't be spraying that much. Like, I spray the lift, but like, this fact you can still smell it, but it's not like a heavy smell.
It's nice.
Oh my God,
yeah.
When anyone gets a chance to smell it, you should.
Love a good smell.
But I was in New York.
Yeah, fill us in on the halls now, girl.
So good.
So good.
Dan, I love New York.
Yeah, how do you get on?
I loved it because I've been there like, I think I've been there about 8 times.
Yeah, this will be my 8th time going in.
Yeah. Probably about 8 times. But to show someone else it then,
and to get their reaction.
Yeah, and he's never been. It was really, really good. And he loved all the food.
We done all the touristy things.
We done all the touristy things. We done the summit one.
I've never done that.
Summit one's nice.
Is it?
We kind of run through it though because I was real scared.
Okay.
Real high up. And the floors were all mirrored.
Yes.
And I was all disoriented.
I don't even have vertigo, but I feel like that would give me vertigo.
Yeah.
It'd be dizzy.
Something about being on a tall building freaks me out more than being in a helicopter.
Sky.
Yeah. So done summit one. We didn't do ground zero actually. We went to go there. We didn't do that. Times Square, he didn't see either.
What?
I know. Everything else we've done. We went to Nick's game.
How did you not bring him to Times Square?
It was pizza. We were so close one day. I was like, oh, we'll go back another day. But then we never did.
Oh.
We weren't really going around. Like, going there. Do you get me? I know. Oh. We were done summit one. Nick's game. The helicopter.
Oh, yes.
Governor helicopter. We've done a few nice restaurants. Seeing The Rock.
Yes.
Playing The Rock Johnson.
And then saw a cardboard cut out of him.
And I'm raging when he got to him because he came up on my TikTok and he's real nice to fans.
Is he?
But I didn't want to annoy him.
I know. You don't know what way someone like that.
Yeah, imagine he was with all his mates. I'd be so embarrassing if he was like, I'm with my friend.
Yeah, go away. Like,
I wanted to die.
I'd be scared. I'd want the ground to swallow me up.
But Dana, I was facing the door, just looking out. I don't know what I was. Looking at the door and Dana was facing kind of still in the restaurant. So he's seen him walk by. And he said that he went to say something to him and Dwayne, he looked at him and he said he was, for some reason, I was just going to say, Dwayne. I was like,
as if he was his mate, Dwayne, mate, how are you?
I don't think anyone even calls him that.
God.
But I seen a video of him with a little baby and he looked so nice. I'd say he would have been lovely. So tall.
Is he huge?
My God.
Is he?
Yeah. But the food, you need to book there, it's really nice.
Yeah, but you put up a post about
things.
Yeah, it's
things, really delicious, yeah. Order touristy things we do. Went to Soho.
Nice.
Went to Central Park, Central P, obviously. I feel like everyone's going to New York this time of year now.
I've never been this close to Christmas. This will be
I've never been.
Did you not go and see the Rockefeller tree or anything?
I don't think it was up.
Oh, is it not up?
I don't think it's up yet.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't think so.
No.
I think it's it does be up and doesn't be decorated and stuff sometimes. Okay, no. Yeah. Oh, Grand Central Station. Helicopter ride, Soho. We walked the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
The Brooklyn Bridge?
Nah.
Really?
Not arsed.
Why?
Been on it before.
Yeah, it's a nice view though.
If no,
nice
Graham would want to walk the whole way across it and all.
It's only half an hour.
Ah, me bollocks.
And you can get a photo shoot on it. $30. Oh, the Bryant Park Village Winter Markets. Where they have
we were there before, right?
Yeah. But the food, they didn't have as much food this time.
That was where you got the pickle last time. Yeah. Loved.
Top of the Rock is probably better for the view, I would say, than Summit One. If you go in during the week when it's not as busy, Summit One is very busy.
Is it?
Kids kept whacking off, you know.
Wait, that's one with the balloons and all in it.
Yeah,
it?
And they kept popping
but
off.
Like, what is that?
It's just room with just balloons.
A viewpoint of New York, like.
Yeah, but there's 4 different levels, so there's a few different things, but it's like a little, it's kind of more interactive than like Top of the Rock, because you stand there, Top of the Rock.
And just look.
Yeah. The Edge is so scary. I actually have the shivers thinking about it.
What's that?
I've done them all. I've done the Edge, Top of the Rock. And so
is the Edge the one you lean over?
The Edge is the one where you go up the building and like you're standing on like, say this is the building, it's like a corner like this, and you're on like a ledge.
Hmm.
I just don't like the idea that I'm on the edge or something. And then there's in the ground, there's a big triangle cut out of glass and you can walk across it. And
yeah, I'd freak.
Do you ever just get them shivers up your legs?
Yeah, you can feel your legs. Yeah. Like, nope, not doing this. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I'm a celeb and all. Do you see that?
Yeah, no.
Do you reckon, I think GK Barry probably told him not to make her do the skydive. Remember she was telling us how scared she is of flying?
Oh,
and heights.
Yeah.
I think the people on the ground defo were like, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't.
Not.
I'll do the show. I'm not doing any kind of skydive.
I really think they're going to make Grace do a lot of the things. Did you see the sneak
peek? So funny.
Of her tonight?
No.
There's a sneak peek of her and there's a big spider on her head. And it was the one thing going in, she said, like...
Spiders,
I'd burn the house down, like... Yeah, big spider on her head.
Do you reckon you'd proper get over your fear, isn't there? Like, if you went back to England then and you see a little spider, would you be like, that's nothing, like...
Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't, like... I actually have goosebumps all over me.
Where is Maura Higgins?
I think she's going to
pop herself in.
Well, I don't know. Who made up that she's going on it?
I don't... Was it not announced that she was going on it?
No.
Oh, I think it was a rumour.
Yeah. But I also think... I thought... that she was going on because she'd done that podcast. She's the one she'd done, the American guy.
No.
It's really good. It's like a 2-hour long podcast with this American guy, but she's never done a podcast before, as far as I know. I don't think. But I felt like that was kind of setting her up for, like, it was really good PR for her because she came across so well. Like, was crying, like, went really in depth about her life. I thought that was kind of like a setting her up for the jungle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I think Grace is going to be performed for all of them.
Yeah.
I can really see that happen. I felt so sorry for that boxer fella. I don't even know his name. Something Ryan, Barry.
Barry McGuigan.
Yeah, is that him? I felt so sorry for him last night.
When they lost?
When he was in the thing and he couldn't read the numbers on the locks. He couldn't see the numbers on the locks, so he didn't get any stars. And he was so sad.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
The trial last night?
He did one last night. It goes on for an hour and a half.
I turned off.
No, it goes on for an hour and a half, so it's on until 10:30.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah.
So and he had no glasses?
He couldn't see and there was all he was in this like coffin box and there was like all snakes in there and all.
Wait, could he not see because he's bad eyesight or couldn't
see?
Yeah,
I don't think so. And then when Ant and Jack were talking to the children, they were like, okay, go back to camp now. He walked the wrong way.
Oh, please. Oh.
It was so sad. And he came out and he was like, I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm so sorry. He got no stars. But your man from Busted got 5. They were meant to get 10, but he got 5.
Oh, unreal. So he got a bit of food.
Like. Yeah, they got kangaroo arse or something.
Oh. Mm. He's doing very well. And Talisa's, I think she might win.
Female boss?
What is that? What she does it?
Yeah, her tattoo says the female boss.
Oh, I didn't know it says that.
Yeah, and that's what she.
I thought it was just a design.
No, that's what it says.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she'll do very well.
She will. She's chugging that ain't what's it called vomit fruit drink back.
How good did you think you'd be in it? I was watching it last night with Graham, and as soon as he saw the snakes, he freaked.
I would do snakes as long as they only can't bite me.
I don't mind snakes, and I'm showing him the pictures of us holding the snake in Australia.
Maybe my dad would actually. Have a fit. He hates snakes. So.
No, when it was licking my little arm, I was like, no, please.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to smell it.
Yeah, didn't like that now. Yeah. But it's the spiders would freak me. The.
Like, anything that goes into my ears, I wouldn't like that.
The thing that, like, Grace was freaking out about was so funny when she was putting her hand in looking for the key.
It's because you can't see it.
Yeah, you don't know what you're sticking your hand into.
And you're just feeling all this stuff crawl, and then it was going down her arsenal.
And then the drinky stuff, don't know how good I'd be at that.
I think I'd be all right with that. I'm going to hold my breath and pretend like it's not what it is.
Thinking it's something else.
No, with alcohol plenty of times.
Or do you ever see them when they have to eat an eyeball and it crunches and all?
I think I'd like that.
Ooh, Charlene.
Not like if, yeah. I don't know. God, I like weird fish stuff. Unless it would taste horrible.
I wonder how bad it actually is.
I don't think the texture would be that bad.
No, I think it's more texture for me.
Really?
Yeah, I gag if I eat too much mashed potato.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I don't think I'd do so well in there.
Yeah. I would do it though. I wish I was a celeb.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
Only to do that. I would like wish to be a celeb.
Yeah.
Like, I'd do it for free. Do you take Z-listers?
Did you see how much money they're getting paid for?
No.
So.
Oh, I know.
Apparently.
1.2 million
Yeah, 1.2 million. Apparently, Grace and your man from Coronation Street are getting.
Is it 150 or something?
Yeah, 150 grand or something.
But, like, I would do it for free.
I thought. Sorry if I'm getting this wrong. I thought it was for charity.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
Oh.
It was maybe one
the winner
year.
Get for, is the win. Do they win for charity at the end?
I don't know. Is it?
I think maybe.
Or did we make that?
Because you just get paid to participate.
Do you?
Yeah, that's not like your. Like, but then the winner might get money for charity.
I have a feeling this one's going to be very good this year.
Yeah, I like that. I know people this year.
Yeah, very good. I don't know anyone.
And if more goes in,
it would be a ball.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Ballerina Farm in Ireland.
I watched that TikTok of them arriving in Ireland. I didn't know where it was.
Yeah, I thought they were in Dublin for some reason. They were at a farmer's market. They were, we met these farmers and we're asking them about their produce. Oh, sorry. I was at this omakase sushi thing in Miami. And you sit around the table, it's only 8 people in the whole restaurant. And we're sitting there and this guy was like, so where are y'all, where's everyone from?
Oh, away. I like, now I, that's and my
I'm,
worst nightmare.
I'm so social. But like, I'd only woken up because I had a nap and I nearly missed the dinner reservation. So we were running in and I was like, oh, please, it's too late / early for this. And we were like, Ireland. And he's like, what? No way. He's like, whenever I think of Irish people, I just think of potatoes and Amish people.
Amish people.
I goes, there's not one, I don't think there's one singular Amish person in Ireland. I looked up, there's like 70 people in Ireland. But I was like,
there's 70 Amish people in Ireland?
Yeah, it's like one little like group of them.
Where?
It was either Wexford or Cavan.
What?
One of them. I don't know why I'm getting them mixed up. But yeah, it's one little tiny group of them.
No way. Yeah.
So unless he was talking about them, which I don't think he was, he's absolutely miles off it.
What?
Yeah.
I'd love to be.
And they always think that we're part of the UK.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not.
No, and they think Europe is a country, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to Europe, where? There's so many countries.
I always wanted to go to the UK. I'm like, no, Ireland.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
I'd love to be like an American or somebody outside of Ireland coming to Ireland for the first time.
Yeah.
And like, I'd love to know what their thought of it was.
And their thought process.
Yeah.
What's
and
going
like,
on.
What they do. Yeah. And all that stuff.
But all the people at the table with us, they were all separate, but they were all. We're like Cuban.
Oh,
but
cool.
Live in New York.
Oh.
Sorry, live in Miami. But apparently, like, Miami is made by Cubans. They were telling me, yeah, they're like, Cuba's only 2 hours away on a flight.
No
from
way.
Miami. So, like, it's like loaded with Cuban people. So, like, they actually basically built the whole place.
That's fun.
I didn't know. So, everywhere you go, you can get Cuban food.
Oh, lovely.
Empanadas.
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
There were so, the girl beside me was really nice. I loved her.
No, that's my idea of hell.
The guy thought we were Amish.
Talking to strangers, no. No.
Really? No, it was actually nice.
There's an ad that's after coming into my head that's pissed me off. Can this be? This isn't in the main episode, but it's my rant of the week.
Oh.
I think it's an Electric Ireland ad or something. Your man says, Ireland.
Ireland. I think there's say Ireland.
No. Ireland. Ireland. Like, it's not spelled like A-R-E-L-A-N-D. Ireland. Yeah, the way he says it irks the fucking life out of me. And whenever I hear it on the telly, I'm like, was that proof? Was that like...
Proof listened
proofed over and did they listen and think... You're saying it wrong, but it might annoy... Do you ever get... If an ad annoys you, you remember
you're
it more.
True. They probably do it on purpose.
Or if there's like a little jingle in an ad or something where you always remember.
Yeah.
Like that Gillette ad now is stuck in my head. Gillette, the best.
Do you know Tom Brennan can get?
Yeah. But like that's stuck in my head. Yeah. Because like for a song, there's one specific ad and I don't know why it came... It's because we were talking about Ireland. He says Ireland.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Ireland.
I'm going to hear it though.
Yeah.
You ever see the chicken on the...
I'm sure you're a lovely guy, but it's pronounced Ireland.
But say it correctly.
Yeah, it's with an I, not an A.
Do you ever see the chicken one and he's like singing a song and he's like, but turn your boiler off.
Oh yeah, that's mad annoying, I think.
It's real scary.
Yeah, and his eyes are all like sunken down.
Yeah,
and all.
The end, he's just dead. I'm like, are they dying?
Oh, poor chicken.
I know. Mm. It's real, turns actually, if it... See, at night time, I get a bit freaked out.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why that came into my head about that. Send it to you if I find it.
Yeah, do. Don't actually.
And everyone's gonna be conscious now of the way that they say Ireland.
I say Ireland.
No, girl.
I do. That's what I say. Ireland.
If you're saying it in a conversation,
I
like
would say Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
No.
If someone in America asked me where I'm from, Ireland.
Or who do I know? It says oranges.
I wouldn't say oranges.
Oranges.
Oranges and apples.
Or what's the one that hates, that really irks the fuck out of me?
True.
Yeah, what is that saying again?
Dream come.
Oh, dream come true.
True, like T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
No!
Yeah.
No, no, no.
But is it the same thing, kind of?
No.
Is something coming true not the same as going, being true, like?
Coming through what though? Like, what do you mean? Like, coming through the door, oh, coming, yeah, through the chimney. True, what's, yeah, it coming through?
True.
Do you know?
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's my rant. I should have been in the bonus, but now it's in the main. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, the wrong expression.
Anything else to fill me in on, my love? Did you get your Chris Kindle name?
Yeah, but I can't. I don't know who it is. I can't remember. And I went back on to go click it and it won't let me.
I screenshot mine.
I think I know who it is, but I'm afraid, what if I'm guessing it wrong and now I'm going to buy for the wrong person?
Yeah, and someone's going to be left with it. Oh, that happened to me in my house.
I'm going to have to ask everyone who they have.
Do you have no, them? You can't do that. You can't do that. We did it at home, didn't I? The four of us at home.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got your person.
Yeah. And no, every Christmas morning, because we've done Kris Kringle for the last few years, we still get each other little small bits, but like the big, yeah, present. Yeah. Every single year, I think my dad forgets that like we're actually growing older and like...
Mm.
Dad, you have 2 30-year-old daughters, basically. Like, oh, my mum's like, right, the limit is like €100 or something, or, yeah, whatever she said. My dad, 100? Jesus, no! And he's fuming. And then he gets his name, and he's always, rolling his eyes and all, snapping him. I was like, you got me, obviously. Like,
yeah, you're obviously, yeah,
giving out about me. Yeah. But every Christmas since we've been doing Chris Kindle, my dad thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. He acts like he's on I'm a Celebrity. And we'd be like, right, come on, we do Chris Kindle. And
oh, he starts. Not
he,
you.
Yeah, he goes around each and every one of us and he'd be like, Charlene, it might be you. And he thinks it's comical. We also have to sit there and wait for him to go around.
Wait for him to finish.
Yeah, yeah. It's not you. It might be you. Oh my God, for fuck's sake.
Oh, and so who do you think he has this year? Did he make
He was snapping again. So he either has me.
Jack?
We didn't do Jack. Sorry, Jack. Oh, love you. Shit. We're just going to revenue with you this year, yeah, or send you a package. He either has me or Quiva, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Got,
yeah,
Quiva 1 year and got her a big...
Oh, I remember. Was it the necklace?
Yeah, a big cut-price jeweler's gorgeous diamante necklace. I said,
stunning.
You may get me next, yeah, year. Sorry, sir.
Copy and paste for this.
Hold on there. Like, yeah. Well, I can't,
that was, that was the initial one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so nice.
Stunning.
So nice.
Christ.
We had a nicer initial. Your initial's lovely.
Oh, yours is nice. No, like a,
I don't like C's.
You don't?
It just looks like an arch.
No.
Like, I'd love like an F or something.
I was going to say F. That's weird.
F or E or Z is nice.
I like an A.
I like an A. A is nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just A, the way it is. Like,
yeah. I feel like mine looks uneven. It's all to the sides.
If your name begins with an I, is it just like...
Oh, yeah. That's actually...
Oh.
It's probably worse than say sorry any eye name.
Sorry, Isabel.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh.
Isabel, we are going to talk about long distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of experience with long distance. Past few months having Dana back in Ireland just really got me thinking about how tough long distance was and like
how much hate you got for it not being long distance.
For apparently not being long distance. Yes.
How did you find it, not, the whole thing?
It's mad looking back on it.
Is it? How long, yeah, was it for altogether?
It was 1.5 years.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was hard at times. Like, obviously, when if you're having, like, a bad day or, like, something like that, you can't just go over to them. You can't just call them. But I feel like because we had a good, in a way, because we'd been broken up and then got back together, that, like, we were used to being apart for, yeah, a bit anyway.
It didn't come as, like, a,
yeah,
instant thing.
Whereas if it happened now, after him living back with me for the last, yeah, however many months, it'd be so different. But I think it made us, like, we definitely were made more effort and stuff than we would have if we hadn't been doing long distance, like, mm, going on dates. Like, every time I went over, we'd be doing something nice because you want to.
Cause yeah, you don't get to so do long. It, like,
yeah,
just randomly or whatever. It's planned stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I think even since then, it's been more, like, we don't take each other's time for granted.
Yeah.
And, like, we're more happier when we're together and, like, just do nice things. And we're like, oh, remember we couldn't do this before? And, like, even just, like, cooking dinner together or, like, things,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, small things.
Like, yeah, yeah, that we couldn't do. But it kind of happened, like, it was a random stop because he just came back to Ireland. There was no, yeah, like, well, he just never went back to England. He was off for summer. But we didn't know if he was going somewhere else. So, okay, then we realised he was living here. It was just like, oh. It wasn't back, like, I'm moving in today. It was just like, yeah, a stay for summer and then just end up staying. So, yeah, it's mad. But we think how to deal with it is just communication is a big one.
Yeah.
Find what works for you. If you want to FaceTime every day, if you don't, like, it depends on the relationship.
Okay.
Like, people want different things, don't they? Like, mm, they don't want some people don't want that much communication, whereas I feel like even at the end of the day, we don't text that much. Having a FaceTime and a call and like keeps your update is really important. Mm. And then I think texting is important as well.
Yeah, I remember asking you a few weeks ago, I think there was a clip of it or something, or it was a good while ago, and I was like, what do you be texting Dano all day about? Because I couldn't wrap my head around it.
That was when he's home.
But now I get it, and I'm like, oh, you're like, you're just talking shite.
I was just like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah, same. Like, shite.
Yeah.
Actual
just
shit.
Filled them in on random. I came in a taxi today, and it was a Hackney. Like, it was a London, like...
Black cab?
Yeah.
With this backward seat?
With the backward seats and the open door was a Hackney, like, I think that's what they're called. I sent a picture of it to Nicola. She's like, why are you in a Hackney? Where are you?
I thought they were all Hackney cabs.
I think so. That's what Nicola called them. I hope that's a word I'm allowed to use.
Yeah, Hackney's a place in London, isn't it? Yeah. It sounds like a bad word.
I know, yeah. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. No. But shit like that, like, I'd just send him a picture of it and be like, oh, look. Like, yeah.
I can't believe you're on them. Was it yellow?
So random. Or no, black. It was black. Yeah, and I was like, this is mad weird.
Oh my God, you just transferred over.
I did it, I'm free now. It was a comfort one, but the comfort was quicker than another one. So I was like, all right. I'll take a comfort one. It was a Hackney.
Cool. I want a Hackney. I hope they make more. Yeah. Oh my God. But people always said, like you were saying, they'd be like, it's not long distance. Door to door from my house to Dana's house, if we're counting from when I leave my house to enter his at the time, was like 8 hours.
Yeah, that is.
Tell me that's a long distance.
You can't just get up on a Saturday morning and be like, right, I'll be over in an hour. No. You can't just do that. Yes, okay, it's probably easier for you to get to the UK compared to somebody who has somebody in Canada.
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't take away from the distance of how long it takes for you to get there. Like, I'd find long distance if somebody like, say if you lived up the north and you were with somebody from...
South. Yeah.
Yeah, the very bottom of the country. I'd count that as long as
same.
100%.
Same.
You just have to plan each other's time.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have to go to that length in a relationship, I'd call that long distance.
Yeah. I would. Yeah, if you have to proper plot and plan.
Yeah.
When can I see you next?
Yeah.
If it's not just like, oh, I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Like, over later. Tonight, like, yeah. And then people actually used to always call my TikToks being like, girl, my boyfriend lives half an hour away and I call that long distance. And also
I get that.
There's just knowing that it's like, even just mentally knowing there's a distance makes a long distance. Because you can't just nip over and like, maybe flights are all sold out and like, even if you wanted to jump on a plane.
Something might get in the way.
It's still 8 hours. It's still like, if your boyfriend lives down the road, you can also still do the other stuff you have to do that day. But if you're getting a flight, your whole day is cancelled.
Yeah.
You know?
Very different.
The flights to East Midlands were fucking shit. There was like one a day.
Was there?
And they were awful times. And it was just...
not good.
No. But I miss going over because sometimes we'd have like... I feel like I'd always take that time off with him and like switch off fully.
Okay.
Whereas now I find that harder because he's here. He's there, but also my whole life is here as well.
Mm.
So I end up still working sometimes. But I...
like, did you find going over to him... you were obviously slotting into his life.
Yeah.
So you were able to like...
take that time
take
off.
Take your to relax with him. Whereas now that Dano is in your life over here, it's nearly like, it's harder for you to be like, right, switch off time. Because
when I can do other things.
Yeah.
But I need to be, that's my one wish for the new year is to be less crazy. As in busy.
Less crazy.
I like being busy. I don't know if it's meaning to like manage time better or something. But Dano said to me, he's like, my only wish is for you to be less busy.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, he didn't say it. It wasn't in a way that I don't have time for him because I always do.
Yeah, it was for yourself. No, that's so tough.
I know.
Girl, I say to you all the time, you need it for yourself.
But then when it's like I have this brain fog afterwards, I'm like, that actually was grand. I can do that again.
No.
I just forget how stressful it was in the moment.
My mom will say, you're burning the candle at both ends.
I know, my mom says that as well.
Yeah.
You'll crash. And grand.
Mentally, okay. Fine. Where to God?
Oh, I had a few menti views that day, but it was fine.
I don't know if I could do long distance.
Really? It's because you now have not done it.
Yeah.
So now you can't imagine not being. What if he had to move to like...
was meant to go to Sweden.
When?
Like this month or something. I said, no.
For to live?
For work, like, yeah. For like 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'd have... I said, can I come over on the weekend? Well, I think he got asked to do it and he said no. But I don't know. I don't think... would you count what I was doing last year as long distance? No. No, I don't know. I think the time of year that it was meant that he was home a lot more.
Yeah, and you were kind of over it. Yeah. There for trips and stuff.
But like, I don't know. If you're in a relationship and like...
I feel like dating long distance
and relationship is different, very isn't different. It? Very.
Because the dating, like, you don't, you're not really at a stage where you're like, okay, when I'm seeing you next week, waiting each is
waiting. It's awkward.
Yeah, like, it is awkward.
Yeah. But like,
so true.
I don't know if I'd be able now, if someone said to me, right, I'm moving abroad for 2 years, I'd like to stay together. Do you think you'd handle it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know.
2 years.
I'd find it very, like, if it was already a pre-planned thing. Like you said, like, when Dano came home, it was just like, oh, he didn't even know if he was going back or whatever. Yeah. Whereas if it was a planned thing, to be like, right, okay, I have this opportunity. I'm going to be away for 2 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. And as well, you have to, like, support that. If that's their, imagine it was something with their dream or, like, their job that's going to make them successful. Like, I know.
I would find it very, very hard.
And you can't just pick up and leave most times. People always say, why can't you just live with them? Like, because
it's not that fucking
easy. My job, yes, part of it is remote, but also I have my whole life. It's not just about your job, it's your life.
Yeah.
It's a podcast, everything else. And to be honest, I wouldn't love to live where he lived.
Yeah, you didn't like that place.
If it was London, I'd be there. Yeah. Or somewhere with a bit more life.
If he goes away again for football.
Yeah.
Will you go?
Yeah.
Or what? Will you?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it's miles away? Girl, it won't piss off.
But yeah, I would go, I think.
What if it, where's the furthest he could go? What if he gets Australia or something?
Oh, no. He would say no to that.
He'd say spiders, nah, yeah, I'm not going.
The weather obviously would be nice. But yeah, I don't know. It's nice that, I think I would like to live somewhere because I've not done it.
Mm-hmm.
That I like think us doing that together would be fun.
Yeah.
Like a little thing to do. Like, because we've never done that together. We've never been able to. So like, I would like that. But see where the wind takes, if it takes us anywhere.
You'd be...
You never know.
I feel like you'd be one of them.
But everyone's after moving fucking home. And I imagine gone.
You're one of them wags though that you'd be home every week.
Yeah, literally.
Girl loves the airport. Home every week.
Yeah, it'd be no different now. It'd be grand. It'd be absolutely fine. We have some listeners' experiences who also do long distance or have done it in the past. So we're going
to
read.
I'm so nosy. I'd love to know why they're long distance. Hopefully they tell us, do they?
I know. Yeah, please God, tell us. So distance makes the heart grow fonder. And when you do see each other, there's no rows. You're just enjoying spending time together. I did it before. That's so true, actually. You don't really row.
Mm.
Because you're really like...
conscious of the time, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it before and used to get so envious seeing couples around me, knowing how much planning I had to do to see my fella. It's also nice not living in each other's pockets and having your own separate lives. This I also agree with.
Do you?
I loved that.
Yeah.
I had a year where I lived...
on your own.
Whole year by myself in an apartment that in my life, touch wood, I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I feel like that's something that not everyone maybe gets to do, or like it's not really an experience that like, it just so happened to be that way. I just didn't end up having like a roommate, or like we actually said on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I did lie about having a roommate for my personal safety.
So it's allowed.
Yeah, it's allowed.
Okay.
But like, I'll never have that time by myself again. I learned so much about myself. And like, I think that was nice to have that as well. And we have so many years together. Me and Dano, that
yeah, it's nice that you've had your own space
as well.
Separately too.
Especially when we're only getting back together. I think that was actually very key.
Healthy for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with a guy for 3 years, thought he was the one. He lived 5 hours away from me. When we were seeing each other, he got with another girl. He apologised and said he'd messed up. 3 years later, he cheated again, even though I think he is the one for me. I don't think long distance can work because that trust has been broken. I think men get too bored.
Oh. Apparently, I actually seen a isn't it podcast or something, or what was it? But apparently like men and women actually have the same, there's nothing in a man that makes them more like he'd cheat than a woman.
Oh.
There's nothing like biologically.
There's nothing we can blame it on.
Apparently, yeah. Which I always thought it was like a thing of like in their brains, but apparently it's not. And apparently we're both the exact same likelihood, but men just tend to do it more.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing though. That can be definitely an issue.
Mm.
And people see it as out of sight, out of mind sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that they're not with them all the time. Yeah.
If it works and there's an end goal, she's with her boyfriend for 11 years and the first 4 were long distance.
Wow. That's long.
That shows that can work though.
Yeah, true.
4 years. But also, years go so quick.
Yeah. If you think how small a year actually is.
It's mini. Yeah. Nearly Christmas.
I think when you were younger as well, how small a school year was. That's not even a full year.
I know.
I feel like when I think
feel
of years,
like years for me.
Sometimes I think September to May.
Sometimes I do too. Yeah. Or to June.
It's just that's a year to me because summer is like a bit of...
It was ingrained in your brain for years. Like, yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
I did long distance for the past year between Dubai and Dublin.
Wow.
We're in a 10-year relationship and made it work by holidaying back and forth and making an extra effort with communication. I'm happy I did it and have no regrets, but it's definitely tough. it depends on where you're at in your relationship. If it's earlier in your relationship, you might be used to being apart more frequently. We found it a big change and missed being together, but also valued each other and the time we had together so much more when we did see each other. Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
You make more effort and there's more dates and you're planning your time. You're taking advantage of every second because you're not used to being with each other.
And then you don't argue or bicker because you're like, oh, I only have this amount of time. Yeah. I can't really have a fight.
Not going to bring that up, what he did 3 years ago.
Yeah. It does. But that's like, it kind of shows you the nice values that a relationship should have anyway.
Mm.
And it's like, well, why aren't we always like that? If you can, like, if you're nurturing that time so much, like, we should be always there at wedding time. Because you never know. Time is so precious as it is anyway in life. Next one is, I met my boyfriend at a festival in 2019. I see him every 6 weeks as he works abroad. If you love someone, distance isn't an issue and you make it work.
True.
Aww.
I think if you're both willing to put in
the work,
then you can make it work. Mm-hmm. Like, what's distance really when you're both willing to make it work?
And it's love.
I did long distance and it was fine until I realised he had no plan for us to ever live near each other. How would the relationship ever develop?
Yeah, that's...
pen pals.
I think it needs some kind of end goal, end date.
If you work towards something.
Location.
Mm.
You need that or else it's like what's... On a bad day, you need something to look at and be like, right, we have this or we have this holiday or like this and that. But like long term, holiday or senior is not going to cut it. Like you need a kind of end thing.
You're literally just going on holiday to see each other and then what? Like what's the goal?
Go back to your own house. It's like, yeah. I did long distance for 5 years. We've been together for 3 years and he moved to Texas for college and I was in Cork.
Wow.
We are now 16 years together.
Wow.
Moved into our house 2 years ago, got engaged, and I was a 7-month-old little girl.
Mm.
We only had Skype and our laptops at the time. While thinking back about it, how much has changed. You need full trust on your side and good communication.
I love that.
Oh, that's proper love story.
See, it can work. Definitely. Met my husband on a night out in Dublin. One of us commuted every weekend between Dublin and Galway.
Aww.
That is long.
Had one on my phone as well. I was in a 4-year relationship. I went on a J1 and it took me completely to leave the country to realise how much I was missing out on life because of my relationship.
Oh, wow.
I ended things after being away for 3 weeks. I do think things will be different for everyone, but my relationship was totally different. I never did a thing without my boyfriend at the time. I spent every night at his house. I lost so many friendships. I missed out on nights out with friends and my college years. Even when he was away, I was constantly texting. He was constantly texting and phoning me. I still felt like I couldn't do much. Since ending things, everything has improved for me. I'm going out most weekends with friends. I meet new people. Spending more time with friends and family and enjoying my 20s instead of playing house with a man child.
Oh my God.
And then there's another one. I think that they only work if you have a set date to the end to long distance. I've done 2 summers abroad while being in a relationship, one for 3 months and one for 4. They were hard and we're counting the days until we're together again. Personally, don't feel like it would have worked if it was a permanent thing. I love my relationship, I have no doubts. I feel like to take the relationship seriously, if you both want to hit milestones together, like move in, buy a house, get engaged, it can't be done a long distance.
Oh.
At the end of the day, it's what you want out of a relationship. I've been in a relationship when I was younger and I've only seen my partner once a week and we live completely different lives. We would 100% work long distance, but that broke down because that wasn't what I wanted in a partner.
Mm.
Okay. So you need, that girl thinks you need to be in each other's company for milestones.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. I think it, unless it's like, certain situations where it's like you can, like the army or like, you know,
when they
can't be somewhere, but I think if there's ways that you can make it work,
you can,
then it's important. Yeah.
We have a last one here and it says, I found it good for me as I can be quite consumed by relationships, so it allowed me to be in a relationship but still work on myself and spend lots of time with the girls. However, the distance did make me anxious. Despite trust in my boyfriend, I was never completely relaxed. There's also no room to be a bad texter as it's the only way to communicate. It didn't work out in the end, but it was nice to have an excuse to visit New York City.
Oh, God. Aw.
Yeah, I think what I've learned from long distance, you need to have good communication.
Mm-hmm.
You need to set long-term goals together.
Mm-hmm. Have an end date or at least like a...
some sort of a plan.
Potential, yeah. 5-year plan.
Yeah, some sort of a plan.
Yeah.
When you do see each other, you need to take full advantage of it.
Make sure you are on the same page, like you're both together. Like, I think seeing someone for too long distance.
Pointless.
Yeah, because the benefit of seeing someone is like, going on dates and it's fun and all, but like, if you have the distance with that, you get all the anxiety of relationship.
Yeah.
You don't even get to see them.
Without the relationship.
Without the relationship and without actually, and like,
so
no.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Mm-mm.
Too much. But yeah, that's true. It's nice that you can have that, like that time that I had by myself. When I could still have a boyfriend, was like, I was just always available because I've never seen him because I couldn't see him.
Mm.
Which is nice in a way.
In a way, yeah.
You know?
There's our hot take on.
Long D's.
The long D's.
We are going to move on to secrets and stalls. We also want to help you and give you advice, kind of the conversations you have with gals in the bathroom of a nightclub. The tell you things you need to hear, share their secrets and advice, and just give you the real talk. That's why the segment is called Secrets and Stalls. So I have a friendship dilemma and I could really do with your take on it. I'm 29. I've been in a relationship for the last 4 years and he's really great and supports me. For the last 2 years, I've been friendless for a variety of reasons. My boyfriend's very social, pushed me to get back out there and meet people, and so I did. I joined a few clubs, groups and voluntary organisations in my free time, and through them I've made a lot of acquaintances. Recently I formed a group with some girls from one of the organisations and I thought we were becoming good friends. Recently has sat me down and said that they all feel I'm a bit too closed off at times and that I don't openly talk about certain parts of my life and that they use the example of my relationship and said I tend to keep it very private. They have a point, but it's because both me and my boyfriend prefer to be private. I should highlight that we are private but not secret people. So people around us know we're together, but we don't necessarily broadcast it to everyone compared to people who are together in secret and no one all knows about them. Anyway, any advice on how I can navigate this would be very welcome. As I said, I know I'm a bit closed off in a relationship and it's not something that I want to overshare on, but I really need to help navigate in this and setting friendship boundaries. Also, my boyfriend is the same. He prefers a private relationship too, so we don't ever post on social media, etc. Any advice on navigating friendships and how to avoid oversharing would be much appreciated. I like to think I'm a good friend and not close off, but maybe being friendless for a while has done me more damage to me than I thought. Thanks a million, girls.
Hmm.
I feel like that's kind of weird that they sat her down and said that, do you think?
Yeah, it's very fucking odd.
I can't imagine. I think my friends now, like,
imagine saying to one of them,
imagine, like, you just didn't really talk about Graham. Like, I wouldn't never sit you down and be like, why are you not telling me about Graham? I think you're very private.
Yeah, you're too private. Like, imagine.
Like, it's no one else's business in the nicest way. Like, maybe, I don't know if they mean it. I'm sure you would know if they meant it in a bad way. So I'm guessing they meant it in a nice-ish way. But I'm like, what? It's not really. Is there a nice way of saying?
Oh, I just think it's a weird thing to bring up. Maybe these girls aren't the kind of girls you want to hang around with. Because I think that's weird to bring that up.
Yeah.
I would never, ever say to someone, you're too private for us, sorry.
Yeah.
What kind of a...
What do you want, the dish and the dirt?
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe these aren't the kind of people you have to mesh with. I don't think this is a thing where you have to...
Change anything.
Yeah, you have to change how you talk about your relationship, or you're starting to overthink now about, like, posting on social media and, like...
Yeah.
You're starting to look at your relationship through their eyes, whereas maybe these just aren't friends that you gel with and, like...
You're trying to change for them.
Fuck that.
If you're in a natural... A natural private person that's who doesn't want to overshare.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to share more.
No.
Just to open up. Like, you can... That's not what a friendship is all about.
That's
about being...
That's a strange thing to bring up.
Very strange.
Yeah. And maybe those few years of not having your friends around, you're thinking maybe it is something normal to bring up.
Yeah. You kind of think, oh, I do happen to have, like, a nice group, so you kind of put up with things that you wouldn't usually.
Yeah, no. I think this is a them problem, not a you problem.
Yeah.
Strange 100%. Thing to say.
And if you think you're a good friend, you are a good friend, yeah. And you're saying you're not even closed off. But, like, I think you being private isn't a reflection of, like, you being friendless for a while that haven't done damage to you. That's not damage. That's just how you are naturally, and that's fine. I don't think you just have to change yourself for anyone. And if you do, then that's not your real friends. I think
weird thing to bring up. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with being private about your relationship.
Mm.
If you were in a relationship and you never wanted anyone to ever know, you wanted to keep it off yourself, that's fine too.
That's okay too. Yeah.
Like, every single person is different. So for them to bring it up to you, I think is a bit strange.
Bizarre behaviour.
So maybe I'd look for friends elsewhere who aren't going to sit you down and say...
It feels very interrogating.
Yeah. You're a bit weird that you're not sharing your whole relo with us.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, go away.
Yeah.
Nah.
No. So phone a friend is our next dilemma segment. So we put up dilemma on our Instagram stories and we ask our followers to pop up their advice. And this is this week's dilemma.
I worked in childcare for the past 4 years. I was in a toxic environment and afraid to leave, but eventually I got out there onto something new. This was a big risk to take, but now I'm feeling the toxicity slowly starting to creep back in already. It's affecting my mental health and my stress levels are through the roof, but I'm afraid to move on again as it was such a big change to begin with. Sometimes I think I may be the problem, but others have noticed it too. I'm feeling alone and like I'm losing my spark and don't know where I belong. Do I make another move at the risk of it being the same? I keep saying to myself, it's only a job, stick it out for the year until I move away, but at the same time, I have to spend every day here.
And here is what our listeners had to say. I work in childcare and everywhere is the same. No job should make you feel that way.
Life is way too short to be stuck in a job you hate. You spend most of your time in work. Leave.
True. You spend a lot of hours. Like, if you added up the hours a week, it's...
Yeah. I think we've definitely said it, and like, rich coming from us, like, very...
That's why, yeah, that's why I like that coming home. From under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want anyone to ever be like, oh, most, well, yous can't do that. Oh, like,
influencers, tough life. Like,
yeah.
Jesus, no. Like, God, no.
And I know it's never easy to leave anything.
No. But I've definitely said it. If somewhere was making me so unhappy.
Yeah. More unhappy than happy.
Wouldn't be worth it to me at all.
I'm in the same boat, but I think the only thing to do is learn to block it out and get on with your work. Try practice meditation, talk to your friends and family. You are stronger than you think.
Oh.
My sister was in the exact same situation and is so much happier out of the job.
Oh.
And no job is worth sacrificing your mental health.
See, when you're hearing people being able to get out of it and be fine, it's like, oh, do I just do it?
Yeah, I know.
My three friends all work in childcare and say the same thing. It's so toxic. What's toxic? Kids or what is it like?
Well, I quit my...
The environment of it, like...
I was there and the girls were actually lovely, but when I went, I was only trying and I was only 3 months into my degree. I remember everyone talking about how much they wanted to leave and they'd been working there years. And I was like, why am I training in this job? And they all want to leave and do something else. Like, Should I be... And that was like an epiphany. Light bulb went off. Came home that day, I was like, I'm quitting.
Not doing that.
I'm done. Cardigan on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sent to me. I left 2 jobs in a row because of this. I work in beauty, so you can imagine how toxic that can be. I walked out of both with nothing lined up and wanted out of beauty entirely. I ended up with a salon with a big group of girls and my love for it has restored so quickly.
Aww.
Oh, sometimes it's the people and not the place. Yeah. The place.
Bit of therapy to learn how to cope with uncomfortable situations.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely is worth having your toolbox.
Nah, it's my kind of hell.
Nope. You're not the problem. The environment isn't right for you. No job is worth your mental health. Leave.
Focus on how to deal with these people. They exist in every workplace, so it's not you.
I don't know about existing every workplace. There's definitely little...
I think there's toxicity everywhere.
I don't think in every workplace. When I think of my workplaces, I haven't had that much toxicity at all. But also I was younger. But like, I've definitely heard of like, there's like bullying in some people's workplaces.
Yeah.
Like, that's very different to someone... A manager who's a bit annoying or whatever else.
Like, I feel like I'm in my head, I'm misinterpreting. Is that the word? I'm getting confused between drama and toxicity. Like,
toxic is like.
There's been drama in workplaces.
Yeah, that's kind of toxic.
Is it?
Yeah. Probably. With each other, like.
Yeah.
People. Yeah, that would be toxic-ish.
Someone ratted me out in work before and I hate it.
Oh, for what?
I put the F finger up to a load of stock that came in. She ratted on me. I mean, leave me alone. I was fuming.
No.
Yeah, a little sock came in.
Who are you offending? The stock?
Do you know what I mean?
The lifeless.
Like, I'm not dealing with that. Fuck off. Like,
and she said that you put a finger up.
Yeah, she ratted on me.
She put a finger up to the stock.
Yeah. Pretty sure that stock has no feelings. But okay.
Yeah, the stock is absolutely fine. That's it. Last one is, OMG, leave was my best decision. Too many bitchy girls, all in their 40s and 50s.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes female-dominated places tend... what I've heard. Yeah. The only female-dominated place I worked in a salon, but that was so not toxic.
Mm.
But some definitely could be.
Yeah.
We hope that is for your advice.
Help, yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. Yeah. And definitely just put yourself first.
Yeah, do what's right for you.
Maybe it's a change of environment. Maybe it's not your job. Maybe it's the
place
of work.
Yeah, yeah.
A different creche or childcare area. Well, please let us know how you get on.
Yes, please.
Peak or bleak of the week, we pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is our bleak that's happened within the last week. And we always start with the negative before the positive. So what is your bleak this week?
My bleak this week is I had a really scary dream this morning and I thought somebody was in my house.
Oh, I kind of was freaked out this morning too.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I'm rarely home alone.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was home alone.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom and dad are away. And Graham got up at like 6 this morning to go to work. So I fell back asleep. But always that second sleep is heavier.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I fell back asleep, I had a dream that I was sleeping in my mom and dad's room. And I looked out onto the landing and I saw somebody with a really short pixie cut walking away from me.
I think it was real.
No, I wasn't in my mom and dad's room.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was trying to climb out the window to get out. I think that sometimes I'm like, right, if I had to get out, what way would I go?
And yeah, I do think that's that.
Yeah, which window would I jump out and like...
Be fucked, actually.
Yeah. That was my bleak. It fucked me up for the day. I sat on the sofa till 2 o'clock.
It can.
Just like, yeah.
It puts you off.
I felt really uneasy. Yeah. I didn't like it. And I was hearing things and like,
oh.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I had a weird when I woke up. I took melatonin last night to go sleep. And then I thought I'd seen some of my wardrobe. But, like, I don't think I actually did this time.
What's wrong with us?
I think I just made it up. But then I was, like, real. Like, I was. That fur coat looks like a little person standing there.
Stop. Are you serious?
No, yeah. It looks like two legs.
Where?
Your fur coat.
You're freaking me out.
No,
stop.
It's your coat. It's the way it's positioned. I can't see a ghost in the room. Nothing. Look, let me take a picture. I'll show you.
Just started walking away.
It looks like a person facing.
Have you ever seen the thing actually about the trees moving?
Don't. Why?
Because I saw it before.
That's its back and its head and two legs.
That is very scary.
Ooh.
Kind of looks like a monkey.
Yeah, it does. Oh, man, it does.
I saw it before.
The trees moving.
I saw trees running. We were driving down to Limerick. I was a child in the back of the car. And I said,
you told me that.
Yeah, I told you that before. And I said, look at these running trees.
Why is that a thing though?
I came across a TikTok that they're real things. I swear to God, I'll try and find it and send it to you.
You did freak. Say you were a kid when you said it.
Oh, and I was 100% convinced I can see the way it was running and all beside me.
Yeah. Do you remember floating down the stairs when you were a child?
Floating down the stairs? No. I remember my sister threw me down in a laundry bag.
Do you not remember floating down?
How did you float?
I see that on TikTok. I don't know. I don't know if I did, but I just, everyone on TikTok, everyone has this, like, well, a lot of people have this, like, mutual thing of, like, we all remember floating down the stairs. Proper viral, like, I'll send you a video.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then when I thought about it, I was like, wait, I remember.
I definitely did that, yeah.
But maybe I just got carried up and I thought I was floating.
You're over your dad's shoulder going, yeah. Ooh, floating. How did I get up here?
My bleak of the week is, I also, yeah, that person in my wardrobe and then my periods.
Aww.
But thank God I didn't get it during Pilates. I got it just after Pilates. Again, maybe something about my body.
Maybe it brings it on.
Maybe. Yeah.
Where you're moving and all. And
yeah. Because it's happened twice now where I literally get home and then I feel it.
Maybe that is the thing.
Stretching and then like relaxing.
Yeah, and it's just all.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. Surprise, shawty.
And peak is Christmas being soon.
Oh.
And I actually am really looking forward to it for once.
It's 5 Fridays away, apparently.
Yeah.
And you putting your tree up?
Need to get one first, so I'm not sure.
I can't. I'm not allowed to put mine up till the 6th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, I'll wait till then too.
Little Christmas.
Yeah.
My peak. I met Fiona's baby yesterday.
Oh, so
Lacey.
Cute.
She completely got rid of the hangover. It was great.
Oh, they do.
They just really
the smell
do.
Of them.
Yeah.
How nice do they smell?
She's so teeny tiny and small girl.
And hair.
So yeah. So cute. And Nicole's baby Cree was there as well. And he's the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, did
he
you give
just
you
panned out with his arm above his head asleep all the time.
Did you feel broody?
The girls were asking me, and I was like, I don't know. Everyone just likes me and says I've not a maternal bone in my body.
I think I can see what a kid's.
No, I showed Graham the picture of me holding Lacey and he was like, you look so fucking awkward.
I think you look
really uncomfortable there.
It's like, really scary to hold a newborn.
Yeah, I'm always, I don't know what's on my arms.
They're so dainty, like.
But then do you ever see the way the mom's holding them?
Spun around. Oh my God.
What a bother.
I feel like when it's your own, it's different. Yeah, like,
very different.
Spin it by the foot and all. That was us, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, which is called The Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that one now, and you can listen to all the Mondays previous and future. And you can also watch us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Full video.
Also, we want to do a Christmas episode.
Yes.
If you have any ideas of something that we can do for a Christmas episode, let us know.
Or even like a guest that you think would be good.
For Santa!
A real Santa from North Pole.
You should bring Santa.
Yeah, that might be good, actually. I'm thinking of Christmas PJs, Christmas snack.
Hot chockey.
Yeah.
A blanket.
Yeah.
We need a Christmas tree in here, guys.
Even a mini one.
Yeah, set up for one on the table.
Yeah.
So.
Tabletop Christmas tree.
We'll think of something.
Don't forget to watch us on YouTube, turn today's as well. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.